On the West Coast, those who experiment on animals and send the police against peaceful protesters have had a rude surprise. New legislation has criminalized peaceful protests, but has not produced the desired results. Instead of the torturers getting more protests at their homes are being vandalized. Here are two communiques from the Animal Liberation Front press office. Received anonymously. On November 5th at about 7 a.m., UC Berkeley bird murderer Frederick Dinnison was paid a visit at his home. Red paint was thrown all over the door, walls, and windows. His front door locks were super glued. We are aware that Dinnison has been targeted with underground direct action in the past. The attacks on him and UC Berkeley's true terrorists will continue until the murder of innocents ends. Vengeance for the dead, freedom for the enslaved, animal rights militia. Here's another. San Francisco primate vivisector Steven Lisberger's home was hit on Halloween, also known as Earth Night. Just after sunrise on Halloween, a sole trick-or-treater descended on the home of University of California, San Francisco primate vivisector, meaning monkey torturer, Steven Lisberger. As Steven and his wife Chico slept inside at 848 Clayton Street in San Francisco, tubes of superglue were used to fill his front door locks. UCSF vivisectors and officials shall consider this a gentle Halloween prank. But this is just the beginning. We will increase our level of tactics as long as non-human primates and other animals are tortured to death at the hands of those driven by profit, and as long as the University of California shows a complete disregard for the suffering of their non-human prisoners. UCSF, you've already had to pay out over $90,000 for violations of the Animal Welfare Act for Lisberger's experiments on primates that include fluid deprivation, gluing metal coils to their eyelids, restraint chairs, and invasive surgeries. House of thousands, even millions more in damage to the researchers' property and your school sound. Quote, now this war has two sides, Justice Department. Here is an excerpt from the press release put out by the ALF press office themselves. In an increasingly repressive environment where civil rights are being taken away from legal protesters, underground activities seem only to be increasing. Legal picketers are complaining of harassment, intimidation, and arrest for marching on public sidewalks, chanting, and even handing out leaflets describing what a vivisector does to animals. They feel as if they are being targeted by the state unfairly and have filed a federal lawsuit against UCLA and its captain of police, John Adams. Despite increased police repression, there is ample evidence to show that the campaign to stop primate vivisection at UCLA is continuing by both legal and illegal activities. Guess what, folks? This kind of police harassment of legal protesters is also happening in D.C.